really appreciate it. Here could be some devastating news, to say the least. Liquor shortage hitting the United States. I mean, that's a little difficult to take with everything going on. You want us to look at Joe Biden and Kamala Harris sober? Come on! The United States facing a liquor shortage ahead of the holiday season due to supply chain crisis. Why was there no supply chain crisis when Donald Trump was president? Did we not have the biggest slowdown, shutdown, and problems when he was president? We didn't have these supply chain issues then, did we? I don't recall it being like this last year, do you? Last year would have been far worse. The factories were closed. The meat processing plants were closed. The price of everything didn't go through the roof last year. Bumbling Joe Biden gets in there. President Pease in his pants gets in there. And all of a sudden, we've got this going on. Not that he has any idea that it's going on. Jill might have to clue him in from time to time. But here it is. Container ships waiting to unload in Los Angeles. Remember when Joe Biden came out, we're going to unload 24-7, we're going to do all of these. Yeah, there were 66 container ships then. Now there's 115. 66 to 115. The problem has doubled since Joe Biden got involved. That's the way to solve problems, Joey. Get in there, buddy, and tell us some stories. Oh, where is that story about his wife being in a house that, you know, was burning down? Another fake story. Anyhow, let's see here. So the container ships are there. President Biden said he'd keep the Port of Los Angeles open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Blah, blah, blah. It means nothing. Many economists expect the problems to last for several months, if not years now. Congratulations. Again, lower your expectation. Pay more, expect less. If you want to save money on Thanksgiving, don't buy a turkey. You've heard the advice from the government and the media pundits who don't care because they roll around in their money at home. Let's see. Container ships carrying capacity, container shortages, labor shortages continued on and off during COVID-19 restrictions across port regions and congestion of ports could lead to price hikes through the end of 2023. Congratulations, we're just getting warmed up. We can really screw this deal up, say the Democrats. Good work, everybody. As detailed in an NBC News report, the bottlenecks affect the availability of liquor. Liquor! This is not the time. All right? Uncle Ernie's coming over. You know how he likes to get blasted before he insults everybody? What are the holidays without that? The outlet highlights Jacquin's, a distillery in Philadelphia, and its efforts to supply consumers with eggnog throughout the holidays. The caps have been one of my biggest fears with the supply chain. Normally, it'd be a 4 to 6 week lead time. That has been extended 4 to 6 months, said Jim Logan. He explained that if one component is missing, we cannot produce, even if we have the products. And then you're talking about dumping product down the drain. They don't have caps. Caps. Do not dump it down the drain. Don't do that. Okay. Call me. Stifel chief economist Lindsay Pigza told NBC, when we look at prices, we're seeing in many cases double-digit gains in everything from gasoline to corn feed to lumber. We're seeing inflation at a 30-year high. Pennsylvania and Virginia both have state-run liquor systems, and they're rationing their supply in anticipation of shortages. Again, do not dump it down the drain. Bad idea. The Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board notified license holders on Thursday that 2 bottles per day purchase limits for customers at state stores, as well as for bars, restaurants, and other license holders, will remain in place indefinitely. How are you going to run a bar if you got just 2 bottles of booze a day? What, do you send each employee down there, go to a different store? I mean, you're going to go farming for booze? Anyhow, the list of ration booze, a small fraction of the vast array of items at state liquor systems, specific types of champagne, bourbon, tequila, cognac, and whiskey. Well, that's pretty much my holiday wish list right there. you know, saying. Virginia residents might not be able to buy their favorite brand of liquor due to a shortage. Back on October the 21st, 189 of the 5,200 products were gone, not available at all. Virginia ABC said factors affecting the shortage include raw materials, the trucking industry, congestion at major U.S. shipping ports, and labor shortages. Maybe they're just testing the product. Beyond alcoholic beverages, consumers are expected to increase their reliance upon thrift stores due to unpredictable shipping delays and limited inventory. According to a Threads Up survey of 2,000 American adults over the age of 18, 52% are worried that popular gifts will be more expensive this year. Hence, they wanted a couple of drinks that they can't get. This is compounding itself, you see. Another report from CNBC suggests that Christmas trees may be in low supply. Again, no eggnog to sit around where the Christmas tree would have been. You see the problem here? It's getting almost unmanageable. Consumers should buy now because by the time we get to Thanksgiving, which is a peak week for us, I think there's going to be a lot of empty shelves. That was Chris Butler. We're seeing pretty strong growth right now already versus last year, and so I do think that we're in for a big, big season this year. But liquor in short supply, this is, well, it's un-American. What do they do in places like Boston? No booze? Thanksgiving? What are the Southies going to do? This is not okay. All kidding aside, though, if it's possible at this moment, toss on that. We didn't have this problem last year. We didn't have this problem of supply chains and jams when Donald Trump was president. But Joe Biden, he teeters out. He demands Los Angeles, they're going to unload 24-7. Yes, we're going to do it 24-7. Easy, Joe. You'll pee in your pants again. And nothing happens. In fact, the problem doubles. I hope the supply of Depends isn't running low. Joe? Joe, honey? The nurse is here. Okay. That would be awkward. I wonder if he has a presidential seal on his Depends. You think he does? President of the United States, big old... Put it right... Right on the bottom. And then it changes colors when it's used. Woo-hoo. Something to think about. At any rate, no supply chain problems at PatriotFoods.com. I'll tell you that. They've got American-made products. They've got American-grown produce. Dried cherries, frozen blueberries, fresh stuff from all over the country, steaks. Plus, they've got gift ideas. They've got candles, they've got soap and other good-smelling stuff made right here in America, of course. And no supply chain issues at all. Why? Because it's made in America. It's already here. It's not sitting in some ship off from L.A. It's already here. All right? PatriotFoods.com. Check it out. PatriotFoods.com. If you spend $100 or more, free shipping anywhere in America. And it will be there by Christmas. I'll be right back.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Steve Gruber, and I love flannel. For the love of flannel, be sure to grab a Grand Flannel by Muskox, a Michigan company focused on adventure and American wildlife conservation. I wear Grand Flannel all the time, a super durable, comfortable 100% cotton flannel, perfect for the Michigan outdoors. To find out more, go to GoMuskOx.com. GoMuskOx.com. For the love of flannel, go to GoMuskOx.com.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You can learn how at the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women Luncheon, Thursday, May 19th at Old Town Marquee.